What enabled faithful servants of God in the past to maintain unshakable loyalty? What lessons from their examples can we apply in our own lives? We know that you will be motivated by the next four-part symposium. Each speaker will introduce the one to follow. Brother Kirk Nickel from the Edmonton Knotwood Congregation will deliver the first talk, Imitate Loyal Ones, Ruth. Brother Nickel, you have our full attention.
Can you see the little fellow standing up there, maybe his hands in his breeches, and saying, when I grow up, I'm going to be just like my daddy. He's found something to imitate. Or maybe you've gone past a hockey rink and all these little kids are playing hockey and you hear them saying, just like the great one. They're imitating a hockey player. They found something to imitate. But what about you and I? Is there some people that we can imitate that will help us to remain loyal to Jehovah? Well, Jehovah knew that as humans, we would like to imitate people, and we desire to do that. So in his word, the Bible, he has recorded for us a number of examples. So this symposium will examine the lives of five Bible characters. A study of these individuals will stir in our hearts a burning desire to imitate their loyalty. So we're going to begin with Ruth. Let's take our Bibles. Let's turn to Ruth 1, verses 16 and 17. And here we find Ruth talking to Naomi. She's expressing her desire to be loyal to Jehovah. So notice what she says. Ruth 1, starting in 16. But Ruth said, do not plead with me to abandon you, to turn back from accompanying you. For where you go, I will go. And where you spend the night, I will spend the night. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May Jehovah do to me and add to it anything but death should separate me from you. Did you see her determination to be loyal to Jehovah in that your God will be my God? Now, thinking about where Ruth had come from, she'd grown up in Moab, and now she was ready to leave everything behind because of her love for Jehovah. She was going to courageously take her stand for true worship and the challenges that it could mean for her, because things happened that could have eroded her loyalty. Think of when Orpah, she returned to her people and her gods. Could have this caused Ruth to doubt her own good decision? Let's just imagine the scene. Naomi is walking along the road that's leading out of Moab. She's with Ruth and Orpah. They're both weeping, these daughters-in-laws. They come to a fork in the road. And Naomi says, this is it, my daughters. This is where the road divides. Go, return to your mother's home. You're still young. You can find husbands again. You can have children, and if you start a new life in time, all of the sadness will disappear. You'll forget this tragedy that's befallen us. You can hear Ruth listening to this conversation, and Orpah, she hugs Naomi and tearfully says, I know you're right, but I'll never forget you. I couldn't have asked for a better mother-in-law. So Orpah leaves, and she starts to return to her native land. How could have this affected Ruth? What if Orpah was right? I have a family there. I have a mother. I have a place waiting for me. I have some place to go. Maybe it's more practical for me to remain there. Who could take care of me in Judah? I'm a widow. I have no sons. How could I even care for Naomi? So Naomi, recognizing the situation, she turns to Ruth and implores her, return with your sister-in-law. What did Ruth do, though? Well, you remember, she continued on her course. She pushed aside the concerns, the doubts, and thoughts of herself. Facing the unknown, she trusted in Jehovah. She remained loyal to him. And now, Naomi is beginning to realize this is her strong desire. She's going to be remaining loyal to Jehovah. And see how she adjusts her reasoning to encourage her? She starts to reason with Ruth and the law. She says, "Don't worry, my child. Jehovah our God knows how to care for us. Just listen to the law that he gave to the people many years ago." And she starts to recite the law on gleaning, where it says, "When you reap the harvest of your land, you must not reap the edge of your field completely, and you must not pick up the gleaning of your harvest. And you must not gather the leftovers of your vineyards or pick up the scattered grapes of your vineyard. You should leave them for the poor and foreign resident. I, Jehovah, am your God." Encouraging Ruth to be loyal to Jehovah. Now, we know that the gleaning was not hard, it was not easy work, it was hard. Ruth never lost sight of Jehovah's loyalty as a protective father. She listened to his instructions on where to live, where to work, and even who to marry. Like Ruth, when we loyally rely on Jehovah for our daily needs, even when it seems impractical, we draw closer to our loyal God, Jehovah. So we can ask ourselves, by our words, by our example, do I influence others to make decisions based on their loyalty to Jehovah? Stop and think for a moment. Many here have children that have expressed or have gone to where the need is greater. They have moved to distant lands. They've wanted to become part of the international construction work in Africa, the leaf work. Does your reaction as a parent show you're encouraging your children to make decisions based on loyalty to Jehovah? Now, we have to recognize that emotions are real. And we may not want our family to move to other parts of the earth. So let's talk to a brother, a father, who has a son that did go to a distant land. His son and daughter-in-law both went through Gilead. But let's find out some of his reactions and how emotions are real and how big we can still maintain loyalty to Jehovah. Brother Moline, what was your reaction when your son and daughter-in-law were going to move to another region?
Well, a parent's reaction always is that you want to keep your children close to you. We can empathize with Jephthah back in olden times when his daughter was sent to serve in the temple. She was no longer with him. That's how parents sometimes feel.
He felt like Jephthah. That was pretty severe. I mean, we just studied about him. He did rip his garments in two at that time. So, they got their assignment. Where did they get assigned?
Papua New Guinea.
So you know they're going someplace. You're confident now. You felt better about all of this?
Papua New Guinea, from what we knew of it, it was full of headhunters, poisonous snakes, witchcraft. No, I can't say we felt better.
I think you said you were filled with terror. That's a fatherly protection coming out. But, you know, I know they went with your blessing. You didn't chain them in a closet. You didn't lock them in a room. You still had fears for their safety. But how did you overcome those concerns?
Well, we really had to have a good talk with ourselves. We thought through and thought, well, if Jehovah is sending them on an assignment, he knows better than we do, so we better accept it.
Well, you're to be commended for your loyalty to Jehovah and reliance on him. Have you seen ways, though, in which Jehovah has rewarded your loyalty?
Well, unfortunately, they had to leave an assignment that they loved very much because of health problems. They came back to Canada, but the reward is that they continue to serve him faithfully.
Well, thank you, Brother Moline, for your loyalty to Jehovah and your candid comments. So what is our determination? Can we be determined to imitate Ruth in showing loyal love? Jehovah cherishes such loyalty. In fact, in Hebrews 11 and 6, he says he becomes the rewarder of those earnestly seeking him. Allow nothing to erode your loyalty to Jehovah. He will grant you a perfect wage, namely that of serving as a loyal worshiper of him forever.